This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I want to take you back in time,
yes.
Because you don't eat meat.
No, I don't eat meat.
But you did eat meat.
I used to eat it like crazy.
And you come from a Greek background.
Yep.
So, is it Gyros?
Gyros, yes.
Gyros,
yep.
You have, with spinning around on the things.
Oh, my God.
Got a question for you.
Yes.
And whether you call it that or whether it's the Turkish doner kebab or whatever. Originally, was that just good quality sliced meat stacked together and
from what I remember,
roasted
yes.
or grilled yes. vertically?
Yes.
So what happens now when you go, and it looks like a sponge almost.
Yeah, well, it is a sponge. It's so processed. I wonder if there's any meat in it whatsoever. In Greece, it's called kokoretsi, and it's high quality meat, and it's beautiful, but darling, the gyros now, I wouldn't go. I mean, look, of course I'm vegan. I wouldn't have it anyway. But if I wasn't, there's no way I'd touch it.
So it's totally different.
Because it's just very processed, that's all.
I know when I was on one of my strict diets and I was cutting out the carbs for a particular competition I was doing.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll have some of this meat. Mm. And it was sliced off
yep.
with some salad. And it was, I felt like I was eating some sort of, like a sponge. It wasn't, it didn't feel
but
real
you know
to
what?
Me.
It
and
tastes good, especially when you've been out all night dancing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I may change your mind because a photo has emerged
right.
showing a doner kebab, piles of that meat, the long sticks of meat, being piled into the boot of an open
You're
car.
You're kidding, right?
Absolutely.
Just, oh my God!
So
it doesn't
there's about
me.
six logs of meat just being stacked into the back of this car to be transported, and the guy who took the photo said it looked like rolls of carpet.
Oh my God, that is disgusting! Well, that's pretty much what it would taste like with a bit of salt. Oh my God!
Absolutely. So I'm not so sure about it anymore unless I see it being stacked.
What about
up.
If at 3 o'clock in the morning, while you've had a few drinks, do you think you'd be thinking about the carpet, or would you just still order that donut kebab?
I might
down?
Just eat the carpet instead. Sausages.
Yes.
A rural
My
town.
My favourite thing.
Warrnambool in rural Victoria.
Yes.
According to Snag fans, has the most succulent sausages.
Oh, lovely.
In fact, people like them so much, they've set up their own page on TripAdvisor.
Can't wait to get one in my gob.
Which is now the 8th top rated eatery in the whole of Warrnambool. And I'm talking about a particular hardware chain.
Right.
Is now rated the 8th most popular eatery in Warrnambool.
This is hysterical.
Some of the comments say, beautiful smoky flavour with the perfect tang of tomato sauce, mustard and barbecue sauce available for the more distinguished palate. Beautifully matched with a sweet taste of sun-kissed. Plenty of I was going to say plenty of odour seating. Plenty of outdoor seating available in-store. Another one said that the sausages at the Warrnambool Hardware chain were life-changing
and
a must-do
Talk
in the rural
town.
Talk
about amazing food reviews. Imagine them on MasterChef.
And another one. What culinary excellence. The napkin was bread. Not even the likes of Heston has come up with this gastronomic experience. The marriage of white bread, sausage, onions and tomato sauce were by far the best I've ever had.
That's actually really funny.
Absolutely. And also, some people now claim that Warrnambool is a great spot for a wedding anniversary lunch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We can get married there.
This is our catering company. Welcome.
We can get a broom
oh,
and a
I love
hammer
it.
As well for afterwards. A particular burger chain
right.
is looking for more civilised diners who don't want to have a car park brawl and is attempting to calm customers. So they don't have the urge to fight.
They're probably fighting from all the food additives in their burgers.
Apparently they've been fighting when people push in line. That's one of the most common fights. Or they spilt their Coke. And they're doing it by playing classical music over their speakers.
Oh, my God, I love it.
During the late hours to see if it impacted the way drunk diners behaved.
Well, you know what? Music impacts moods. I certainly know that music definitely impacts my mood. So I think it's a fabulous idea. I mean, I was getting our coffee this morning that tastes like petrol. At that godly hour of 5:30. But they were playing.
Mine was like diesel.
Yeah, it was pretty full on, right? Mm. But it's the only thing that's open. But what I will say about that is they were playing some really nice, smooth, jazzy tunes, and it got me in the mood. I was like, oh, this is so nice, as opposed to, you know.
Is that the place that normally has Joy on?
Yes. Yeah. I actually asked him, what are you listening to? You're not listening to Joy this morning. He said, it's from we put the USB in. I went, okay, great.
Oh, they might have had some irate customers. Yeah. But apparently Glasgow in Scotland is the first city to implement the classical music trick, and it's worked.
I think it's a great idea.
It's reduced the number of incidents of people arguing.
Do you get aggressive when you're buying a burger, though?
No.
You like waiting in line, don't you?
No. I do get annoyed if someone pushes in, though.
Yeah. Do you say something or do
yes,
you just
I do.
Whinge about it?
No, I always say
call
something.
Call me and text me.
You know
me.
Particularly with lines of people, one thing that really annoys me right. is when you're at the supermarket mm. and they say, checkout number two is opening or whatever it is.
I'll do that for you again. Checkout number two
and the people,
open.
And the people at the back of the line rush to it.
Yes.
Rather than saying, well, you were waiting first. You should. I get annoyed with that.
Yeah, no, understandably, darling.
Do you?
No, I don't get annoyed at all.
Oh, rubbish. Yesterday I went to one of the major shopping centres.
Yes.
And I can say which one, can't I? It was Chadstone.
Yeah, okay, yep.
And I haven't been there for ages. Mm. And I went there, and I hate shopping centres.
Oh, so do I. I get dizzy.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. But there were particular things. Anyway, it was all good, looked at what I wanted to look. And then I'm starving. Went to the food court, which I don't normally do, and I ordered something.
Yeah, you don't usually eat from food courts.
And I was sitting there, and I was looking at the plate. It was so packed. It was so packed.
Were you by yourself?
And there were queues for each of the stalls. And it looked – I wasn't by myself, but I just thought it looked like – it was like a pig trough, you know, with just all these humans, including myself, just consuming.
Yeah.
Just all with their heads in, you know, in the troughs, their snouts just going eating away. I just looked at all – and there was like a frenzy of people with desperation to get food. It was horrifying. The music was loud. It was so packed. It was horrible.
Yeah. Shopping centres are terrible things, aren't they?
They are, but to top it off, Anastasia, yes. I've got to confess to you, I have an allergy to a particular ingredient in and it's often, it's like an enhancer or something. I don't, you know, what it does,
probably
but they
MSG.
Put it in food. And yes, I had a soup.
Yeah.
And I was having the soup and I just, oh my goodness, it was just horrible. My
the soup was hot. Did it taste okay?
No, the soup tasted okay. It tasted really good, but I was in this environment that I didn't want to be in. Mm. I was very uncomfortable and my stomach started.
Oh no, was it like loud? Like were you kind of...
I could hear the grumbling and everything. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to run somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was like a nightmare because there were so many people and I was trying to bowl them out of the way. And there were prams. It was like a movie, and prams were coming in front of me.
Slow motion.
In slow motion, it was just horrible.
Did you make it?
I did.
That's the big question. Did you make it?
I did make it, but I didn't want to talk about that. I wanted to talk about the shopping centre. Horrible they were. But you took it down that road,
darling. I love you more.
Has that ever happened to you?
Look, it's happened many times, darling.
It happens when you're here.
Yeah. We need to talk about your dog.
What about my puppy dog?
You know, like we spoke about this last week. Like I'm spending a fortune. Bananas are at $4 in South Yarra.
Can I just say something?
Supermarket
Anastasia.
At the moment, a kilo, and I'm spending a fortune on this dog.
But you come in.
I can't come in without the showing my banana.
Now, that happens with a lot of people. But look, I've got to say something to you.
Yes.
He loves bananas, but I'd make a shake in the morning for my breakfast, and he has the tip of the banana.
Oh.
So about 2 centimetres worth of banana. But when you're over, he's,
Greg, hey, listen,
you give him a whole banana.
Greg, dogs don't have tips. They have a whole thing. Hello.
He's getting the whole banana and he's putting on a bit of weight.
I think that's animal cruelty, giving him the tip of the banana while you have a shake in front of him.
He's only
poor
little.
Darling, no wonder he adores me.
Did you know you can
I do feel used, though, but anyway.
How important are pets, though?
Look, I'd love a pet, darling.
A company in Scotland is allowing its workers to have one week of puppy leave to allow them to bond with their new furry friend.
How adorable is that?
I think that is amazing. Now, when I got Fuzzy, I took off 7 weeks of annual leave.
Oh, my God. I had a visual of you giving birth to a puppy. And like, everyone at the hospital going, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, I just hijacked your story. But
well, we both,
that visual
we'd
of
both
you
be furry. Looks
just
very
giving
much
birth
like you. Yeah.
To this beautiful mum, to this gorgeous Fuzzy.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.